please stand for pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for granting us the privilege to meet tonight. We ask for your blessing, wisdom, and guidance as we conduct the business of the village. Amen.
Amen.
Roll call.
Chaney?
Here.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Okay, you've previously been provided with a copy of the minutes of our last council meeting. Unless there are corrections, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes from June 11th.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Bordenkercher?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Fortune?
Yes.
Chaney?
Yes.
Okay, correspondence. I've got a handful of things here we'll go through relatively quickly. Got a letter from the Ohio Secretary of State. I'll just read the opening portion of it. The Ohio law requires the Secretary of State's office to compile and publish the Ohio Municipal Township and School Board roster biannually. This year, to ensure accuracy of the information, save time, and control waste, we encourage you to submit your city, village, township, or school board information through our website. And then it goes on to explain what it is. It also goes on to say that if their records show that we are a statutory village, which we are, if that's correct, if it's not correct, then they ask us to call and update the database. Otherwise, there's a survey, and I'll give this to the fiscal officer to handle that. Got two additional letters. They are from Hunter, Carnahan, Shove, Bernard, and Harshman, attorneys at law. They're both dated, one's dated June 1st. First one, and I won't read the entire letter. I will make them available to the fiscal officer to have available there for review. This letter is to inform you that a petition circulators may be in the village of West Lafayette during beginning next week to gather signatures for the Kidney Dialysis Protection Amendment and to register individuals to vote. The circulars will not be soliciting, selling any item or service, or otherwise seeking contribution. Then the letter just goes on to talk about their right to do so. So that's one, and this is the week that they're talking about. They'll be here. These letters came in the last week. And then the second one is from the same law firm, dated June 22nd, 2018. This letter is to inform you that petition circulars may be in the village of West Lafayette next week to gather signatures for the Neighborhood Safety Drug Treatment and Rehabilitation Amendment and to register individuals to vote. The circulars will not be soliciting, selling any item or service, or otherwise seeking contributions or donations. We got a letter from our new MCO for workers' comp. MCO is managed care organization that we're mandated by Ohio law to have an MCO. So they've sent us an introductory letter, and within this letter, we're supposed to provide them with contact information. They've also provided a sample injury kit, and there's an order form here for the fiscal officer to order several of these kits, and I suggested that she keeps about a dozen of them on hand, so I'll provide that as well. And we received the Public Works magazine. And that's it with the correspondence, no citizens' comments. Department reports, nobody here from fire, fiscal officer.
Okay, guys should have one of these in your packet here. We're looking at different options for our liability coverage. And these were kind of the top hitters as far as the main things we were looking at with the comparables on there. You can see that the top listing there next to automobile liability, for example, the top part is for the Assured, which is another company that we were looking into. McBain is who we're using now, and they're quoting us with a different type of plan, a PEP plan. So you can kind of see looking down through there, just some of the comparables on there. We were paying last year $25,266, and this year, either way, we're gonna be saving money. So it's gonna be roughly $5,000 if we stick with McBain, you know, which who we've been with for several years, or if we go with the Assured company, it would be $18,633.
And when sitting down and talking with these people, yeah, we've had very good experience with McBain. We've been with them for a long time. They've worked with us well. This other company is a newbie on the block. They're experienced within municipal insurance, but they're very new to us. And this PEP program, I think, would be a good program. I think it's Heather and Amy and I sit down and went through this, and I believe that we would like to go with the PEP program through McBain at $20,540. It's not as cheap a savings as we could get, but we feel it's the better policy of the two. And still produces almost a $5,000 savings from what we paid last year.
I'll make a motion that we stay with where we're at right now, PEP.
I'll second that.
Okay, Wheeler?
Yep.
Bordenkircher?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Lusk?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
I'll assume you'll let them know then.
Yep.
Okay, under police, we don't have a report. However, I'll share with you. Last week, I swore in the new part-time officer, Kevin Sickles, on the 20th, so he's sworn in, and he can go to work now. Nothing from the solicitor, village administrator.
Johnson Street sewer project, we met with the school superintendent and their treasurer, and the engineer was there as well. We're working out a few things with them that they've requested in return for us using their land. So we're still working out the kinks with that. Once I find out more, I'll let you guys know. I'll be at an asset management conference tomorrow and Wednesday. That's in Cambridge, and hopefully I'll get more information from there as well. The CCR reports and the village newsletter went out with everyone's water bills, so everyone should have gotten it or seen it. And also, we've been kind of always looking at the different things that we could do in the village to kind of bring people in. And we were talking earlier about maybe making wall murals or some type of art that way. So like people would come and take pictures in front of the murals or whatever, and kind of getting like art students involved in it. Just kind of an idea to throw out there. We'll look more into it, but something we'll look into for a later time.
Whose idea is this?
Just, I was looking into it and
I
found it.
You have a cartoons, you say?
Well, there's a bunch of high school students that are really good artists that could submit like their ideas for it, and we could see what we would like from it. And
so you're at the starting stage right now, right?
Yeah.
At the starting stage, just in case.
Yep.
We need something to bring people in, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, there's even an artist in New York. That's who I was looking at. He'll paint like fire hydrants to look like people, like little stick people or whatever, or like old junction boxes that are still on the side of old buildings. Paint them to look like a crab or like a saxophone player. Pipes to look like snakes, like, you know, something kind of neat like that. Bring color in and we'll see. But yeah, just looking into
paint
it.
Inside of the village buildings.
Mm-hmm.
She shared some pictures, and they're really interesting. I think they're attractive. I don't know how many of you have ever been down to Portsmouth. Portsmouth is full of murals, and it's really neat to look at. So, you know, I think it's a great idea to explore, you know.
Like a manhole cover, they made it look like a skillet with eggs in it. And you could make it like a scavenger hunt for people to find those different things around the town.
There's
so.
A bowling ball with the bowling pins, knocking the bowling pins down on the middle of the road.
Like
the
it's a, just a manhole cover that they painted looked like a bowling ball and then pins on the side of it like it all fell down.
Sounds
so it's kind of neat.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, but other than that, I don't have anything else.
Okay.
I got a couple of questions. What I go over here by, you know where Glen Hill is over here by the library? There's cones sitting right there at the edge of the alley.
Yep, that should be started this week.
Okay, just what I was wondering. If
it'll be there. Some other catch basins on Kirk, and that, and another one out here that'll be fixed as well.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Who's doing that work?
Alberts. Mm-hmm.
Okay, committee reports, buildings and property.
Nothing at this time, Mayor.
Community and business development.
We met on the 19th, discussed some events for the park for the farmers market for the month of July. That's about it.
Community relations.
Chamber of Commerce is still working on the homecoming. Possibility, they said there won't be rides. They said they got about $2,500 towards the fireworks.
That's true. I think they're looking at, from my discussions with Warren over the weekend, I think at least three blow-up rides they're looking at. And the fireworks fund is at $2,500. We did a boot drive Saturday, brought in $1,400. And we're going to do another one on July 7th, and hopefully we'll meet our goal. We've had commitments for probably another $1,000 or more of from the business, but we haven't seen it yet, so that's coming. Okay, finance. Chris?
We had budget hearings on the 18th. Things are looking good on that, and I'll schedule some more meetings at the end of the tonight.
Ordinance. Oh my, fire dependency board, nothing there. Ordinance.
Ordinance met on the 19th. We discussed the village's purchasing policy. Ordinance to cover grass clippings, and then ordinance for water and sewer rates.
Park board.
Nothing tonight.
Planning commission.
Nothing tonight.
Public safety.
Public safety. The police department is very well satisfied with the SUV they got. I talked to one of the officers. He said it's really a big difference as far as doing things, more room and everything. Fire department, they've been busy. They've been busy today, and everything's going fine.
Okay. Public Works.
Public Works met on the 19th, and we discussed the water rate increase that we have an ordinance on the table tonight. We also talked about the questions and answers for Coshocton. Some of those questions went out in the newsletter, and there's a list of all the questions that you can get access to.
Yeah, they're on the website now.
And I encourage people to do that. You know, don't just read the four questions on the newsletter.
Yeah, read them all.
There's
yeah,
a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Okay. Nothing from records retention, nothing from rules, ordinances. We've got five or six here we've got to get through. First one is just the second reading. It's ordinance number 2018-32, an ordinance permitting elected officials and officers of the village of West Lafayette who have lawful concealed carry permits to conceal carry in certain village buildings. And that's the second reading of that one. Okay, this next one, we just gave it, this resolution, we gave it a first reading last council meeting. It does have the emergency clause, and there was a typo in it that's been corrected. So I'll give it the second reading, and if you want to suspend the rules and act in that respect, that would be appropriate if you so choose to do so. Resolution 2018-33, a resolution authorizing the village of West Lafayette to prepare, sign, and issue letters of fire notice as required and declaring an emergency.
I'll make those suspend the rules.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Hordenkirker?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Maurer?
Yes.
Cheney?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
Hordenkirker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Okay, this next ordinance deals with the water and sewer rates. And my understanding, while this does have the emergency clause, I believe, we're only going to give it, I don't see the emergency clause on it, so we'll have to give it three readings, and I think that was intended anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of the RCAP evaluating our water rates, the recommendation that come from Public Works after review is that RCAP has indicated that we have to have a 48% increase in water and a 10% increase in sewer. So this ordinance will, for the next 5 years, starting on October 1st, increase our water rates 10% in each of the next 5 years, and then 3% annually thereafter. This ordinance requires that the Public Works and this council review those rates each year in July and change this ordinance as appropriate prior, so it can be put into effect on October 1st of each year. And then speaking to sewer rates, RCAP has recommended a 9% increase, and in the first year, sewer rates would increase 10% and then 3% annually thereafter, with the same requirement for review in July of each year. So, giving it the first reading, ordinance 2018-36, an ordinance establishing water and sewer rates for the village of West Lafayette, Ohio, amending ordinances and resolutions in conflict herewith.
Is there ever a right time to do it?
Okay, this next, it's on your sheet as ordinance 2018-37, it's actually resolution 2018-37. And this does contain the emergency clause, and unless there's a major issue, we should do the emergency clause on this, as this is required for the aggregation. What this does is accept the governmental electric power aggregation program of opt-out, the operation and governance policy, and attached to that there's the final agreements that I have to sign. So resolution 2018-37, a resolution approving the operation and governance of governmental electrical power aggregation program with opt-out provisions pursuant to section 4928.20 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Lusk?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Hordenkirker?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Hordenkirker?
Yes.
Wheeler?
Yep.
Cheney?
Yes.
Maurer?
Yes.
Fortune?
Yep.
Lusk?
Yes.
I
process is all we're still figuring out.
Okay, next is resolution 2018-38. This has to do with the ballot language for the water rates to get it on the ballot. We're going to give this a first reading because there's a question with the solicitor as to whether or not he's used the proper term here, advisory vote. So we'll give it the first reading tonight, and then if once that's cleared up, we can vote and suspend the rules at our next council meeting on July 9th. So resolution 2018-13, a resolution to authorize the village council of the village of West Lafayette, Ohio to submit to the electorate in the November 8th, 2018 general election and declare an emergency. So that's the first reading, and we'll address that again at our July meeting. Okay, moving on to other business, I've got a couple things. Parking lot. Police chief came to me. I've had the owner of the new general store, the Fit Nutrition, Perk Street Events, everybody has expressed a concern with parking. And we probably don't have the money in our coffers to do anything, but we need to take a very serious look at this. If we want business to grow and prosper in this village, we gotta have places for people to park. The estimate, I believe, to redo the parking lot over here at the Old Dale Rest property was $9,000. Our building codes require us to either blacktop or concrete that. Also requires a fence on the residential side because that butts up against the residential district. So we need to figure out how to make that or something else happen when it comes to parking here in the village. Otherwise, these business people are gonna have a real struggle, and the police chief's already had some parking issues in the last couple weeks with people illegally parking in places and for the Fit Nutrition issue. And they are parking in yards and other places that they're not permitted to park. So, and I want these businesses to thrive. So we got to find a way to come up with a solution to do that. So we need to be thinking about it. Whether we find a way to scrape up $9,000 someplace to go over there. I'm going to be very adamant about if we do, we're going to have to ask for variance if we find the money to do something. But the other thing is I'm going to be very adamant about a fence on the alley side. Because if we don't, that place is going to be continuing to be tore up. I watched last week, this weekend, trucks coming from the village market and Yankee Wire come down and go right through there. And that's what makes all the potholes and the ruts when the big wheels are turning. And they turn right on that lot and back out on Main Street to get out of there rather than trying to turn around back down there. So, you know, I hate to see us build a parking lot there and then just let the semis continue to roll through it and it's going to be worthless. But food for thought.
$9,000, Mayor, what's that consist of? Is that blacktop or?
Gravel.
Just gravel?
Refill. There's part of it, that grassy part's sand. And if they park in that, it's a couple times a year we're pulling people out of that.
We'd basically have to fill it in before we would even concrete it.
Yeah, I knew.
Because of that sand portion.
Yeah.
Do we still have the backhoe?
Mm-hmm.
We can't dig it out ourselves?
I don't know.
No.
We've been told the backhoe isn't safe to drive.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we wouldn't even be able to because it's a whole basement that's crumbled in. Filled in with sand.
They didn't tear the basement out or the walls out.
They just crushed
it in.
Sand.
Yep.
Why did he do that?
Cheapest way to get it down.
Well, that's what Albert always does that. Every time he tears down something, he fills it full of sand.
Yep.
So I'm asking you all to put your thinking caps on and think, boy, if we want to grow and increase our tax base, we got to accommodate business. And when the general store opens up, if his traffic's what I think it's going to be compared with Fit Nutrition, there's going to be a lot of people in and out there, and they're both going to be open. Fit Nutrition opens at 7, and I think Jay Davis is talking about opening around 6. So,
Is there any way we can make this lot here parking with gravel?
Well, you could, yeah.
To start with until we figure out how to do the other side?
I don't, it would probably be cheaper, but we wouldn't have to fence it in.
Just a thought.
Yeah, and I'm open to any idea. I just.
Well, I got the same problem down where I live when Circle K decided to enlarge, which was my fault, I guess. But I figured they'd put some kind of a low fence down the side of the alley, and because they're coming in from everywhere. And all the trash from Circle K blew over in my yard, and I got to pick it all up. But they didn't do it.
So, I don't know where we find the money. If we turn this lot into a parking lot, maybe it's half the money. I don't know. You know, we're looking at our budget. The police department needs extra money this next year. And they're all good ideas, but the purse strings only open so far, and you can only reach in so deep. So,
But if we move it to this side, people crossing the street. That's going to be another issue.
We're going to eventually have to cross street on the other side, too, because the way I understood, the one guy that wanted to put a business in the building on the corner didn't get it done because we required him to have blacktop over there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the building codes require. I talked to
him. Yeah, I know it does, but we can change that.
I told him he would need, if he wanted to do something different, he'd have to
ask for
variance. But we can't just, he wanted to be able to buy it, and we can't sell it. It has to go out for bid.
That's
so
true.
But, one discussion we had was to develop and lease it back to the businesses, form an association, business association, and have them lease it back.
We did that.
A couple hundred bucks a month.
If they could supplement some of the costs, we could probably afford it, but
can you get an estimate for the cost to gravel that lot right here?
Yeah, I can have them look at it.
Is there something that has to be done that we can't, we don't have a dump? Yeah, we still got dump trucks. So we can go buy the gravel ourselves. And
I think you have to pack it and everything,
yeah,
too.
But we don't have a big packer, do we?
We have a roller, but I don't know if that would.
That little roller we got.
Oh,
yeah. You need one of the vibrating rollers like Congress got.
Yeah.
It'll be potholes or anything.
Yeah.
Probably. They would probably take the sod out and put down a heavy base and then with lighter stone on top of it after they pack it, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Put something down so the grass don't come up through all the time.
All right. Well, food for thought. Think about it.
Okay.
Right now, Heather says no money. And we got to find ways to make it happen if we want it to happen. So,
do you mind if I talk to what's called here on the corner of Union, McConnell?
No, Travis?
Yeah.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll see if I can find out. You might donate. Do it.
Then we can afford it then.
Well, I know.
Are we talking the big lot or the small lot?
The small lot right now, and then work on the big lot. He's got the stuff to dig the sand out and everything going to the big lot. So I'll talk to him, see what we can find out. So about time you donate something to the village.
Yeah, we solve lots of problems here. Why can't we solve this one? There's got to be a way that fish will. So, just think about it for now.
Reach out to the businesses and see if they'd be willing to pitch in.
That's my thing.
I talked to them, and I think that they're willing to give, maybe $100 a piece a month or something like that. If we come up with a concrete plan before we pull the trigger, we get them all together and chat with them. But
okay.
Just bring them in for a community business development.
There you go.
We could put a bridge across.
I know.
All right, we talked about fireworks. Last week, a week ago today, I went over to the Ohio EPA and testified at their hearing there, and simply and quite strictly asked them to hold their decision on the money that they have for the water and sewer project up to here if it's approved by the voters. There's $6.6 million or thereabouts on the table, and a little over $3 million, that's to replace 13,000 feet of line here in the village. And my request was, is to hold the money until the election, and if the election goes against it, no harm, no foul. And if it's for it, then there's time to get engineering work and to be able to accomplish it. So my gut tells me that it probably won't happen, but I was asked to go over and testify, so I decided to go do that to see if it would pass, that the finances would be there, because it would impact us pretty significantly as far as lines in the village. So we'll wait and see, but they weren't real hopeful as to being willing to do it, but they said they would consider it. So who knows? But the final analysis is up to the voters. And the last thing on my list, I will be out. I'm leaving. I've got to be over Pittsburgh at 4 a.m. For a flight to Dallas, and I'll be in Texas. And I'll be back in town Thursday evening, and I will be available by cell phone and email. And that's all I've got. Anybody else got anything?
Do we have any bills to go around? No bills?
Yeah, good idea. I could pass those around, couldn't I?
Well, I wanted to remind you in case you wouldn't pay them.
Yes, I do need to check.
Well, while we're waiting for the bills to go around, anybody got committee meetings to schedule?
I do.
I do.
Budget hearing on Tuesday, July the 3rd at 5 o'clock. Regular finance meeting, July the 9th at 6:30.
Anybody else?
Ordinance, July 3rd at 6 p.m.
Public Works, July 12th at 6.
July 12th?
Yep.
Anybody else?
Fire Department and Police Department don't want to have a meeting this month coming, so hold off on that.
Well, here's what I got. Finance, the 3rd at 5 for the budget. July 9th at 6:30 for the regular finance meeting. Ordinance, July 3rd at 6. Public Works, July 12th at 6. Got them all?
Yep. No public board meeting, Christy?
No.
Have you heard anything on your estimates for that?
No, Mike. He's not answering, so I don't know if he's on vacation and has no cell service or what's going on, so.
Oh, vehicle bids will close next council meeting as well. So closes at 4 and we'll open them at 6:50 and announce at 7. So.
Are you buying a dump truck?
Yeah. A whole new driving.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, bills, they still going around?
Yes.
Okay, we'll wait for that.
Johnson bill was up for the air conditioning for next door.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yes.
Not a new one, unfortunately.
I'm assuming that's still working.
It's not a new
okay.
Yeah. Has some days, but.
It helps if I leave my door open, right?
Yeah.
I was coming until Grandma broke his hip.
Oh my God!
Fell over, Jay Lee. Well, okay.
By the way,
Brian didn't see it. When Grandpa's first hip was, she was playing in this.
I let him know. And I'll
be
here.
And he'd come back to the bathroom. He was getting there. She stood up. Well, then it was, she was sitting there playing. For some reason, he decided he was going to try to pick her up and move her. So he lost the balance and all of her. He went. Grandpa. So, 3 pins later. 88. So I don't know, why is it 88? You're going to try to pick up 2-year-old.
I look what's dancing around.
I'm good to go on the 7th, I'm going to go on the 7th. Craig.
Property's cleaned up.
Up there? Yeah, I saw that. I moved it. Did you do anything inside?
They can't talk to me. They can't talk to me.
Grand jury.
Street.
All ready for.
I can buy the.
Oh, no, but we know what we are going to do with that.
I don't see any little stickers that's highlighting anything.
Do you highlight stuff? No, sir.
The bills are the bills.
Those are the bills, yeah.
Is that what it is?
Thing that works.
We get highlights when they're then and now.
I highlight mine in pay.
You do what?
Trying to.
I hate it, I don't want it, so I pay it.
Either selling the property or taking that off and leaving it blank. Either way, I'm okay.
Wow, that would not be broken.
I thought I was going to have to do the property. My neighbor's just buying the mow. And asked my wife, what's this X on my tree for? She was wrong, asked me, I said, because it's dead, it needs to go down.
Yep.
Like, I'd be nice to him, but trying to get him to give me 20 feet of it. So I can extend my backyard from their side yard.
I might not have read that far enough.
It'd be me able to extend my 16 more feet, extend the property line, still have a nice yard.
Maybe in my living room last night, watching TV, and all of a sudden I hear bang, 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 bang. Neighbor said, oh.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just want to make sure.
Fire truck and that stuff.
Firecrackers last night, not mine.
Then.
Motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Wheeler.
Yep.
Fortune.
Yep.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
Lusk.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Wheeler.
Yes.
Lusk.
Yes.
Mauer.
Yes.
Cheney.
Yes.
Bordenkercher.
Yes.
You want to stay? Fortune.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to land well now?
Just look to the south side of the night.
I'm going to.